Shir's Masechta Chul and Daf Kuf Chav Beis. We'll begin in Daf Kuf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom line. Amar Rav Huna, Shnei Chatzoy Zesim, if you have two Chatzi Zesim of Nevela, Sheyeshna Al Gaba Ar, and they're on the hide of an animal. The Halacha is, says the Gemara, Ar Mevatlan, this hide takes away from them the status. The hide takes away from them the status of basar. Says the Gemara, I leave the man, ask the Gemara, as we've quoted previously, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara wants to understand the opinion that Rav Huna just said, how does it work, how is it consistent with that machlokes? Says the Gemara, I leave Rabbi Shmuel, if we want to suggest that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, ask the Gemara, Kiyam Rabbi Shmuel, when did Rabbi Shmuel say the loy mevatel or that if you have chatzi kezayis left on the skin two chatzi kezayisim, the or doesn't nullify them? Hanimili shapalta sechaya. That's only in a case that the meat that's left there was bitten by an animal, and then it was slaughtered. Since it wasn't done with any deliberate plan. So since it wasn't done with any deliberate plan, the halacha is that the R will not be mevatel them. Ava potasa sakin, if it was, I'm sorry, I leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, if we're going to want to say it's going to Rabbi Shmuel, Hamar Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is, lemevatel R, that the skin does not take away from the meat, the status of meat. Really, with the Rekiva, if I want to say it's following the opinion of Rekiva, pshit dama vatalar. So what is Rav Huna telling us that isn't clear from that Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, lo'ilam alib with Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Huna is saying his halacha according to opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara is saying, ki amo Rabbi Shmuel, when did Rabbi Shmuel say that lama vatalar, that the or does not have the ability to take away the status of the meat? Hani mila shepalta sechaya, when it happened through an animal, because the animal was not something that I planned, it was not something that I did. So since it's not something that I planned or did, that's why the halacha would be that the R doesn't have the ability to take away from it the status of a basar. However, if it was paltasar sakin, if it was done by a human, he cut out the meat, then indeed the halacha will be that, like Rav Shmuel will agree with what Rav Huna says, that the halacha is that the R will be mevatel the basar. Says the Gemara, Tashma, so the Gemara asks the question that on Rav Huna, based on what we learned before in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, where Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'olol, the small pieces of meat of nevela that are still connected to the skin when you take off the skin, Hamachunis, that are all in one place. Dalach is a imyesh kezayis v'makam echad. If you have a kezayis of that meat in one spot, it's considered nevela, and it has all of the dinim of nevela. V'chayavanolav as a nevela. For example, if somebody will eat that meat, he'll get malchus for having eaten nevela. Or if somebody comes in contact with that nevela and walks into the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that he'll be considered as if he's a tamei individual who walked into the Beis HaMikdash, as chayif karis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna commented that when will that be the case, that this will have the din of nevela, that when he did something to show that he's interested in the meat, but if it didn't happen because the person was not the one that gathered this meat together, there Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's not considered nevela, and you won't be chayiv for nevela. So we see that Rav Huna is explaining the opinion of Yehuda, that it's speaking about a case where you gather the meat. So from here, that it's obvious that you had the knife cut less than a kazayas of meat, and then by you gathering it together, so Yehuda is teaching us that it's still considered a nevela, and since it's still considered a nevela, you will be chayiv as nevela. So we see that from him, only if you deliberately decided that it should not be considered meat, that's when it loses the status of meat. But skin itself, the hide itself, does not automatically nullify from meat. Because if that were the case, that the hide has that ability, then once the hide took away from the meat that didn't avail up, so then by you gathering that meat together, it won't become nevela anymore. And therefore, what does it make a difference if you gathered it or not? And now the Gemara makes the point. See, Amar Shlomo, if you'll say the paltasan asakin, that if the knife did not cut that meat off, l'rbishmol nami loy batal, that under all circumstances, the hide will not take away from that meat the status of meat. Rav Huna, so now we could say, Rav Huna, the explainer of Yehuda, is speaking about a case that the meat was not in one place, and still Rav Yehuda holds that the hide cannot take away the status of meat, because he's following, as Rav Huna understands, Domek Rav Yishmol, that he follows the opinion of Rav Yishmol. Eli Amrit, if you're going to say, Paltas Osakin, that when it was, if he was cutting off the meat, according to Rav Yishmol, bottle, this hide will take away from the meat, the status of a meat. So Rav Huna, that when he explained that Rav Yehuda is speaking about a case that even though I was cutting the meat, and even though I didn't have a kazayas of meat, the hide will not have the ability of taking away the status of meat. But now, the way we're learning now, the Amar Kaman, with whose opinion will that be consistent? Because you're saying, we're considering Rabbi Shmuel holds that even by meat that was cut by the knife, the R will not take away it won't take away. So we can't say that Rav Huna is, when he says that this hide takes away the status of meat, is following Rabbi Shmuel. Because if that's going to be the case, the Gemara's question is, then we don't have anyone to be able to explain Rabbi Huda's opinion according to them. So it goes, the Gemara, Loilam, we're going to have to say, Paltas Asakin Levishmo Loibotel. The hide, even when you cut it with a knife, when you deliberately cut the meat, it doesn't change. The skin does not take away the status of the meat. Rav Huna, who said at the beginning of our shir that it does take away the status of the meat, is following, says the Gemara, Rav Huna is following the opinion of Rav Akiva. So ask the Gemara, as the Gemara began today's shir by asking, that's obvious, pshita. That is clearly the opinion of Rav Akiva, as stated in the Mishnah. What is Rav Huna coming to tell us that we didn't learn already? Answers the Marmanatam, Kikam Rav Akiva. When did Rav Akiva say that the meat is part of the or Hanimili Paltasa Sakin? That's only when a knife cut it. So that's why it's no longer considered meat. But in the case of Paltasa Chaya, when it was cut by an animal, even though, as I sort of Rishonim explained, Rav Akiva's words are Ha'or Mevatlan, the hide takes away the status of the meat. We would say he's not speaking about a case where it happened through an animal. And therefore, in that case, Loi Batal, it should still be meat. Kamash Malon, so Rav Huna came to teach us the Talmud of Rav Akiva, that what is the reasoning behind Rav Akiva's opinion. The reasoning behind his opinion is Mevnei Sha'or Mevatlan, that hide takes away the status of the meat, and the hide has that ability to do so. Loishna palat chaya, it makes no difference if it was an animal that cut off the meat. Loishna palat sakin. Okay, the Ketanim b'Seifa, Neymar b'Kiva v'Tar b'Or, as actually Rabbi Akiva mentions in the Sefer that Mishnah, because he says there's a hard and fast rule, Nesha'or Mevatlan, high takes away the status of the meat. We've been learning that under certain circumstances, the or is mitztarif, the or combines, the or combined with the meat as a shomer. But that's when we speak about, as we learned at the beginning of our perek, when we speak about tumas oichlin. But when we speak about tumas nevela, there is no din of a shomer that they combine. And how do we learn that? Because the Gemara at the beginning of our perek taught us, the pasuk says, when it speaks about tumas nevela, hanogeya benevasa yitma. And from that pasuk we learn, only if you came in contact with the actual nevela is the halacha that it's tamei. But if you touch the or, which is not something that's edible, that there's no din that it's mitzdarif, the or is mitzdarif to the basar. But now, our Mishnah comes to teach us that under certain circumstances, or soft or is treated like meat, and therefore, if that's the case, you could combine them to have the shear of a kezias for tumas nevela, or by a human being for tumas mace. And therefore begins the Mishnah, Elisher is saying kibsaron, in these cases, do we treat the skin like meat, or a adam, the skin of a human being, or chazer shel yishuv, the skin of a hog that lives, that's domesticated. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is af or chazer abar, even a non-domesticated hog, its or is considered like basar. Or chateres, the or chateres is the shagomal araka, is the skin over the hump of a soft camel before it got hard. V'ara roish she'egel arach, or the skin on the head of a young soft calf. V'ara process in the skin at the bottom of the feet of an animal. Or beis aboshes, the skin in the area of its, where it's a male or a female, the womb of an animal, of a female animal. Or a shalil, the skin of a fetus. Or shatachas alya, the skin that's under the tail, or ha'anok v'akoyach v'altov v'achaymet. All of these are different types of shrotzim that the halacha is that their or is soft. Rabbi Yehuda imer halta kecholda. The skin of the ta is like the skin of the cholda, which is considered hard. V'kulan, and all the iris that we're speaking about, kishibdan, if you process them, you took this skin and you make it into leather, or you lay them out on the ground and walked on them, kedei avoida, the amount of time that it's considered that you process them, tahirim, they're no longer considered basar. Chutz mi'ara adam, except when we speak about human skin, that the Gemara Mishnah is teaching us that when we speak about human skin, then the halacha is that under all circumstances, the halacha is that or will be considered like basar. And amit Hashem, we will explain why in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that the Tanakhama said the Anoka and the Koyach and the Halta and the Chaimet are all in the category of a Resenk B'sorom. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Shmanish Rotzim that the Torah mentions, Yeshlam Iris, their skin is considered or. The skin is not considered, the or is not considered basar under any circumstances. Begins the Gemara. Am Ula, Dvat Taira, Midaraisa, or Adam Tar. The skin of a human being is tar. Even because the skin of a person, it is hard, and therefore it cannot be considered it cannot be considered like meat. Why did Chazal say it's considered tamei? Gzera shemi yasa adam oris over the imay. Chazal were most concerned that somebody's going to take the skin of his parent and make it into shtichim, make it into a bedspread or something else, which therefore Chazal said that it'll be tamei. So of course the first question that we need to ask is why would we, if we're worried about this, that somebody will do something so terrible and make the skin of a parent into a carpet, into a bedspread, so why by making this gezeira will that be solved? So the Rishonim explain that in the world that they lived in, tumah was more of a concern than anything else. And therefore, telling a person how disrespectful it is that you're going to use your parents' R for that person, for that purpose, will not have the same influence as telling them that you're going to be, that telling them you're going to be tummy. So the question is, if that's the concern, that people are going to use R's for that purpose, why are we only worried about somebody's parents' R? Any R they should be concerned. So some explain, the Ramban explains, that of course the concern is by the R of anybody. But when we speak about, when we want to show the seriousness of this Aveira, then the halacha is we mention the parents. And that's something where there is another element to take into consideration. You have to be worried about them. Another shot that I saw is that the Rishonim suggest that it could be that there is no Isra Hanor from Or. But even though there is no Isra Hanor from Or, because the Ramban says that anything that regenerates, there's no Isra Hanor. So if the whole concern were an Isra Hanor, then the halacha we could maybe be lenient. But now there's a new dimension to think about, and that's the dimension of kibur of aim. And therefore, the Gemara said that we're worried. That's why, by parents, even if it's not osbano, there's an issue of kibur of aim. The Ramban gives another answer, and that is that a person may think that using his parents' or his parents' skin is not something that's a negative. He may look at it as a positive. He's showing that he has such love and connection to his parents that even when they're no longer here, he wants to use their R to hang in this hang in the house. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that that's why the Gemara says that we had to make a gzeira like this, because otherwise, who knows what people would do. But I did see that there are some mepharshim that suggest that there's a tremendous lesson to be learned in our Gemara. And the lesson to be learned in our Gemara is that how when a person is on the wrong track, how serious that could be. And here we have a person who will take the R of his parents and Rachman Tzlan use it as a curtain, as a carpet. There is no limit. There is no limit how far a person who's not living the way he's supposed to live will end up doing, will do such a thing. I also saw the Ritva in approaching that Gemara, this Gemara, suggests that when we speak about shtichim and that somebody's going to use the shtichim of our Gemara, it speaks about something that was kept in the house, that was an ornament, that was considered very special. And that's why the person thinks that he's actually doing something that's very significant. The Mukhe Archaim from the Mechzal Ozer in speaking about this Gemara, says that this is one of the Gemaras that Nishtana Ateva. He says, whereas, as our Gemara is clearly indicating, in the time of Chazal, human skin could have been used for different purposes. Nowadays, that's clearly not the case. If somebody would try to use anything, any skin for that type of purpose, it would not last. But unfortunately, I saw that there's some Sfarim that comment that unfortunately, during World War II, we saw how the Germans, Yimach Shemam, used human skin for all types of purposes. Yekad the Masala, and some spake about, say, Ula's statements going to the Sefer. The end of the Mishnah said, V'kula sh'abdun sh'alach b'hem k'day avoida, that whenever you have this soft skin, if they were processed, that lochis toirim, chutz mi'or adam. But to that says the Mishnah, the exception is human skin. And if that's, and that says, Ula, v'atayra, really, m'daraisa or adam, sh'evdoi, the way we speak about the Oro Adam after it was processed, the halacha is that it's tor. Matamar tamei, zeri shem yasa adam aviv shetichim. And that's why even when you process the Oro, it's still tamei. So it says the Raman de Masnalei, a resha, somebody who, the one who learns. So we have two versions in what Ula said. So according to the version that Ula said is halacha, that the Oro Adam is tamei, Koshkein she'acha sefer. The way you didn't work on the or it's tamei. Certainly, if you process it, you have to be machmer. Manda masne sefer. That's where we have to be concerned where somebody has processed leather and he's going to use it for this purpose. Avla resha. When we speak about the resha, there it's not tamei because of some sort of a gzera. There it's tamei because it's real. It's real flesh, and therefore, since it's real flesh, it's flesh of a person, and it have a din of tumah. Varach Hazir, we learned in the Mishnah Machloikis, what is the din of the skin of a hog that's not domesticated? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda says that it is considered like Bosser, and the Tanakhama says not. Ask them, Michael Vafki, what is their basis to Machlikus? Masov, the Tanakhama's opinion is, high ocean, this, the skin of an undomesticated pig is hard, and that's why it's not like Bosser, for high, but the skin of a domesticated hog is rough, is soft, and therefore it's metame like Bosser. Omar, and Rabbi Huda's opinion is, high nami rochik, even the non-domesticated hog, the skin is soft, and therefore, since it's soft, then the halacha is it's not matama. We learned further in the Mishnah, Archa Teresh al Gemal Araka, the skin of the hump of a saw, the skin of a hoof of the camel, the hump of a soft camel. Ask the Gemara by Rabbi Yirmiyah. What says the Gemara? Camel gal haraka. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? A soft camel. Amulam Rabbi Shuba Levi Kozman Shleitana. As long as this camel never carried any packages. So now begins the Gemara by Rabbi Yirmiyah with the following question: Higias manalitoy. It's already time that it should be able to carry packages. Vloitan, but it didn't yet do so. Mahu. What will be the halacha? Do we go after the actual carrying? Or does it go according that it's able to carry? Similarly, bye-bye, loigi is mana liton. It's not yet old enough that it normally would carry, but this particular camel tanum already started carrying packages. Mahu, what would be the halacha in both of these cases? The Gemara is trying to understand what is the definition of kol's man shloitana. Is it an age or is it a reality that you that it carried or not, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. Says the Gemara, Yosef Reish Lakish become a boyle. Reish Lakish was sitting and asking question. Kama gomel araka? What is the definition of a gomel araka? Omele Rishma ba Abba Hochi Omer Bishu ba Levi Kozman Shloitana. As long as it didn't carry any packages. Omele Tivla Kabli. He said, "Sit down in front of me. Take a seat, an honorable seat." because you said something that is very appropriate. Yasser of Zayir becoming Bilei Kama Gomel Araka. He asked a similar question. Amalei Ravin Bar Chanina Hachamula Amar Vishul Belevi Kozman Shlatana. Says the Gemara, have a Ketani Lai. Reb Ravin was reviewing this din, and he told Reb Zayir the same halacha, that as long as it didn't carry anything, it's soft. Amalei Chada Havalach, and Reb Zayir said to Ravin that a very sharp comment. Chad and Havalach, is this the only halacha that you know for Marta? Why are you repeating? Is this the only thing you know? Comments the Gemara Tach, Aziba and Tekifa Ard Yisrael. Let's see the difference between people who are considered tough from Et Yisrael, Lechsidi the Bavel. Reish Lakish was from the hard people in Et Yisrael, but he still showed that he respected somebody who told him the halacha. Rav Zeira was Chassidi HaBavel, and when Ravin repeated the halacha, he sort of disparaged him. How do we know that Rav Zeira was from the Chassidi HaBavel? Because the Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia, that Pehei Oman Aleph teaches us that every 30 days Rav Zeira would check himself if he's still a tzaddik and doesn't have to worry about Gehenim, and he would go into an oven. And Rav Zeira was a person that is considered such a chassid, but yet he was a person that was tough. Reish Lakish throughout Shas, that is considered a stronger person. The Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Tes says the Reish Lakish lo yamadabim kol adam b'shuk, and he didn't speak to everybody. Yet in this case, we see the Reish Lakish was so much softer than Rav Zeira. The Mishnah continued that the Or Haroi Shel Egel Arach, the skin that's on the head of a young calf, the Kama, how much is that? Ulam Ben Shnoisa, as long as it's a year old. Rav Yochanan calls Man Shuyonik, as long as it's nursing, it's considered young. Ibailahu, to which the Gemara asks, Hechi Kama Ula. How do we understand what Ula meant? Ben Shnoisa V'yonik doesn't mean that not only is the animal 1 year old, but it's also still nursing. That's when it's considered soft. But if it stopped nursing, even though it's a year old, or after a year, even though it's still nursing, at that point, that makes the skin tough. So, is that what he meant to say? Amalei, to which Rabbi Yochanan told him, Kolzman Shiyonik, once, as long as it's nursing, even though it's after a year old, it's considered young. That's his opinion. And Rav Yochanan disagrees. And Rav Yochanan's opinion is that as long as you have one, either it's nursing or it's a year old, it's going to be considered soft. Or maybe the way to learn is Ula Ben Shnosa Kama. Ula says it has to be within the first year. That's the only determining factor. Ben kishyonik, ben shenayonik. And nursing is not a consideration. V'amalei Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan said, ben shenos v'shyonik, only when it's both within a year and it's nursing. Toshma, so says the Gemara, so now the question is, how do we understand their opinions? So it says the Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kozman shyonik, as long as it's nursing. Vim oisa, if we're going to say that as long as it's nursing, it's not considered, as long as it's not nursing, then it's not considered soft, the way he should have said is in a much clearer fashion. He should have said, Vishu Shiyonik, by the way. He should have said, the nursing is always required. Shema Minah. So here we see that according to Ula, you have to have two conditions, that it should be a year old and nursing. And Rabbi Yochanan says that either a year old or nursing is adequate. Do we say that since it's soft, it's like meat, and therefore since it's meat, therefore it has tumas nevela? Or do we say, since it's ultimately going to get hard, that's enough of a reason that it should not give off tumah. Amalei enematama, amalei lematana rabbanon. But now Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, haven't you always taught us that our Mishnah said, Elisher Seren Kibasaran, in these cases, does the Or have the din like Basar? And one of the examples is Or Aroish Egel Rach. So the Mishnah says that it is considered like Basar. And we have a rule throughout Shas that we always follow a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan always follows a Stam Mishnah. So isn't this Stam Mishnah clearly an indication that it should be considered like Basar and be Tamei? To which Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Amalei Al Tekni Teini, don't ask me these questions, don't get me upset. Shibaloshin Yochanan and Ishaina Isai, I learned that this Mishnah is not the opinion of the rabbim, it's only the opinion of a yochid, and therefore, since it's not the opinion of a rabbim, it's not halacha that we have to follow. Says it's not halacha in the Tanya, and where do we find this? We know when we learned Masechta Zvachim, we learned this quite extensively. If somebody does shchita kabbalah halacha ozrika of a carbon with a machshava chutz l'zmanoi to do it at the wrong time or chutz l'mkayim at the wrong place, the carbon becomes pigel. There is, however, a difference. If it became pigel because of machshavas chutz l'zmanoi and somebody then eats a kazayis of that carbon, he'll be chayiv karis. If it became pigel because of chutz l'mkayimoi, there won't be chayiv karis. The halacha is that machshava is only machshava by something you're supposed to do. So the Brisa teaches us, Hashaychas ha'ayla, somebody shaks the carbon oil, ha'aktik zayis mi'or shatachas ha'alya, with the machshava to burn something that this skin, chutz mekayme pasal, because it's considered basar. And since it's considered basar, the halacha is, as we well know, when we speak about a carbon oil, the boss of a carbon oil is burnt, the or is not. This is considered like bosser. However, if aimed by kares, there's no chiv kares by chutzlos manoi. As I said a moment ago, there's never kares by chutzlos manoi machshava, and therefore by chutz mekayim machshava. If your machshava is chutzlos manoi, then it's pigel v'chayav and kares because it's considered full-fledged meat. Allah ben Yehuda ish avlam om mishum Rav Yaakov v'kenar Rav Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ikum om mishum Rav Shimon, and said that the or is considered like basar. Achad or process v'achad or roish like a rach v'achad or shatach s'alya kol shemana chachamim l'gaba tumma are the same kibasaram and the subject of pigel. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, Pasul, Chutz Mekayim, Pasul. If you had a Machshava Chutz Mekayim, it's possible, and by Karis. If you had a Machshava Chutz Mezman, Pigel V'Chayyavim, like Karis. So we see from here that the halacha is that all these soft are, certainly according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, is considered like Basar. The Chamim disagree, and they say that it's not considered like Basar. Or based on process, we learned that the Mishnah is considered like Basar. Ask them, what is that exactly? My base of process. What is that exactly? Says the Gemara, Rav Omar, process mamish, the bottom of the foot. Rav Chanina Omar, rekuva hanemkeres meroish, the part, not just the bottom of the foot, but the part up to the joint, which we learned, the minhag was that somebody bought head meat, they didn't have much meat, so they included that part of the leg. As part of the meat. The Torah, when it speaks about the Shemona Shrotzim, says V'zelachem atamei kisheretz asheretz alaretz hachol v'achba v'atzov l'mineyu v'nok v'koich v'atov v'chaim v'tin shomis eila t'meim l'chem b'kol asheretz anegeba m'mos yitman erif. The pasuk is teaching us that certain times the or has the din like the basar. Certain times the or doesn't have a din like the basar. Says the Gemara, or hanaka. The Mishnah said that the or of hanaka has the halacha like basar. Tanu rabbanan. So says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Eila t'meim, The rabbis are saying kibesarim that the or of the shrotzim has the same status as basar. Yochafil kulam. We would say that this is the halacha under all circumstances. Tamaloyma elu tamei mechem. All of them, and some of them are excluded. V'ha elah kuliksiv. But doesn't the pasuk when it starts elu hatamei mechem refer to all of the shemayna shrotzim? So the Gemara's question is, how are you differentiating? Says the Gemara, Amarav lemenei hifsaka inyan. The pasuk says Eila tameim lechem b'chol asheres hanig Eila tameim lechem. The pasuk of zelchem atame b'sheres sheres oz achov va'achva atzav lemineu. The word lemineu that's used in the pasuk separates this into two separate statuses. So, and therefore, the pasuk saying anything that's said in the pasuk before Lemineu is not in the same category as anything that says after Lemineu. And only thing that in the part of the pasuk where it says Elo Tmei Lechem, there will be the halach that the or is like Basar. But what's mentioned before Lemineu, those or will not be considered like Basar. Ask the Gemara, if so, V'lach V'nam Tinshamis. The Tinshamis is in the second pasuk. And we're saying now that anything that's in the second pasuk is considered or kibasar. Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak, Rav that says this far, Tanahu is a Tana. He could disagree with the Mishnah, and he indeed will include Tani Tinshemis. He will include Tinshemis as one of the shrotzim that are saying kibasarim. Ask them about Tana Didan. Why that? Obviously, the Tana of our Mishnah accepts this drasha. The reason he obviously accepts this drasha, otherwise, from where would he be able to make the distinction of our Mishnah? So, why does he not include Tinshamis? Says the Gemara, Omer of Sheshebrei, the Ravida Tana Dedon, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana of our Mishnah is not basing his psak. Is not basing his psak on the pasuk, but rather he's basing his psak dozel basa gishta. He says you have to feel the skin, and anything that the skin is soft, the halacha will be it's like basar. And anything that's not soft will not be la basar. Or begishta dal tana kamifke, and that is a machloikus between Tana Kam Rabbi Yehuda, how we view the skin of our tar. Tana Kam says that it's soft. And therefore, it's treated like basar. And Rosh Yehuda's opinion is that it's considered hard, it's not soft, and that's why it's not considered by basar. We learned further in the Mishnah, b'kulin she'ibdin, but whenever we have skin that was processed or you walked in them, then it's not like meat. Says the Gemara, heilach in, only if you walked on them or processed them, loy heilach loy. If you made from the ear of a donkey a patch to put on your basket, tahira. Once you did something with it, it's not going to be considered basar. So we see that it isn't walking or processing that takes it out of the category of basar. Deciding that you're going to use it is enough to use it for whatever purpose is enough that it shouldn't be considered basar anymore. Answer them a tala, afgav de lo heilich. By a tala, even though you didn't walk in it, once you decided to use it as a tala, as a patch, it's never going to be like basar. Loi tala, but if you didn't decide to use it for a patch, then the halach is like this. Heilich, if you walked in it, then it's no longer or. Loi heilich, but if you didn't walk on it, loi, it's still considered basar.